Hi, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Are you ready to learn? My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is about news. The title of the show is Barbecue Time. Barbecue Time. This lesson is about some of my favorite food. Katie, are you excited?
Yeah! When I think about summer, I think that it's time to have a barbecue, so I'm really excited today. Hi everyone, my name is Katie. I hope you're ready to learn a lot.
So, what is a barbecue? It's a meal that we have outdoors, and it's great when you eat lots of food with friends and family.
Yes, this will be great. So, Peter, who do you usually have barbecues with?
That's a good question, Katie, and I think I just said that. Usually, I have barbecues with my friends or family.
It's the same for me. We have these meals outside, so that's why barbecues are in the summer. It's a good time for your whole family to get together.
So you can see that barbecues are a great way to meet new people and see other people that you already know. If someone invites you to a barbecue, you should go. All right, well, let's learn about barbecues, and let's learn our keywords with Christina.
今天的主题是 barbecue。动词 barbecue 指的是烤肉或是烧烤，在美国多半都是在户外烧烤的。Many people like to barbecue in their yards. 烤肉的时候，很多人都是做汉堡或是烤牛排。汉堡就是 hamburger. Most people like to make hamburgers. 而牛排就是 steak. 烤牛排也是需要技巧的。Do you know how to cook a good steak? 有些人会在烤肉之前先把肉腌好，他们把香料或是调味料抹在肉上面。这个抹上去或是擦上去的这个动作可以用 rub. They rub spices on the meat.另外也有人是边烤肉边把酱汁刷在肉上，这个酱汁就是 sauce. You put sauce on meat. 烤肉在美国是一项很受欢迎的活动，甚至各州都有属于他们的烤肉大赛，每个参赛者都想赢得奖金，并且烤出最棒的烤肉。 Everyone wants to have the best barbecue. 最棒的最好的就是 best.
Hello everyone, and welcome to LTE TV. I'm Abby, and here's today's news report. The weather is getting warmer. Many people like to barbecue in warm weather. Some people have a barbecue outside their house. They cook many things on it. Most people cook hamburgers or steaks, but other people cook pork, fish, and chicken.People cook vegetables, too. Corn and potatoes are two popular choices.
You know that it's summer in America when people have barbecues. So what does it mean to barbecue?
Well, that is a way to cook. You use a grill to cook food over a fire. That's why people barbecue outside. A grill is what you use to barbecue all your food.
And there might be a lot of smoke, too, when you cook this way. But it's okay. It's warm outside, so people want to eat outside. Friends, do you have a meal that you like to cook? Try talking in English about it.
Oh, you know, all this talk about barbecuing is making me really hungry, Peter.
Me too. But before we talk about it, let's go to Christina. Here she is.
今天的主题是 barbecue， 我们来学 barbecue 这个字。在今天的对话中，它有做动词的，也有当名词的。首先， many people like to barbecue in warm weather， 很多人喜欢在天气温暖的时候烤肉。这个句子里的 barbecue 就是动词。我们来看看例句。 Let's barbecue some seafood tonight.我们今晚来烤一些海鲜吧。另外我们也提到 some people have a barbecue outside their house， 有些人会在屋外烤肉。所以 barbecue 这个字当名词的时候，可以指所烤的那块肉、烤肉这件事，或是一场烤肉的聚会，甚至是一间烤肉餐厅，这些都可以叫做 barbecue。
So barbecuing is about the food, but it's also about the people. It's a meal you can have with a lot of other people.
Yes, when my family has a barbecue, we invite other people over to enjoy the meal. Sometimes I have a barbecue with friends.
Yes, and it can be a nice way to meet some new people too. Usually, friends and family ask their friends to come too.
That's right.It's a time that's always fun. We always eat outside. Well, most of the time.
What do you mean, Peter?
Well, the weather needs to be good to have a barbecue. Sometimes the weather changes really quickly during the barbecue.
Oh, I understand now. In the summer, rain can come quickly. One moment, everyone is outside. Then rain comes and everyone goes inside.
You can see in part one that barbecues are all about the food. We learn about all these different foods, hamburgers, steak, pork, fish, and chicken. Barbecues are about grilling meat.
But you also need something with the meat. In the summer, many people like to eat corn with a meal, or even potatoes.
And we always need to eat some of my favorite fruit, too. Watermelon.
Well, food and people, barbecues are great. Let's go to part two to learn more about this outdoor meal.
People barbecue different ways. Some people rub spices on the meat before they cook it. Then they cook it slowly and put sauce on it. The sauce can be hot or sweet.Or both. Some people have barbecue parties. These parties are often outside. Everyone enjoys the delicious food. The most popular times for barbecues are holidays.
We already talked about how food is really important at a barbecue. Eating is the main activity, but there are many ways to cook the food.
That's right.Every family is a little different. Some people cook it one way, other families cook it a different way.
Before people barbecue the meat, they add spices to it. What are spices?
Well, Katie, spices add flavor to the meat when you cook. You add the spices for more flavor. Lots of people use black pepper and salt when they barbecue.
You can rub the spices on the meat before it's barbecued. Sauces are also important. People add sauce to the meat before, during, and after it's cooked.
Ooh, all this is getting me really excited for barbecues. This is always a great time of the year. And I think Christina wants to talk to us more about that.
大家最喜欢在放假的时候烤肉聚餐。The most popular times for barbecues are holidays. 过去我们学过时间 ,time 是不可数名词。但是这个句子里用了 the most popular times. 它的 times 是复数的形态。为什么会这样呢？原来 time 来表示时间的时候它是不可数的。比如 ,how much time does it take? 或者 ,we don't have much time now.可是当 time 用来表达时候、时刻或是时机的时候，它就是可数名词了。比如说 ,mornings are the best times to exercise, 早晨是运动的最佳时刻。或者 ,weekends are the busiest times for the restaurant, 周末是餐厅最忙碌的时候。
Thanks, Christina!So, the holidays are a popular time to barbecue. Peter, what's your favorite part about barbecues?
Ooh, I love the sauces. Do you know what my favorite sauce is? It's really easy to remember. It tastes really great on any meat. And lots of people barbecue with it. I'll let you guess.
Barbecue sauce.
It is... Yeah. Wait, how did you guess so quickly? That wasn't fun. But how did you know it was barbecue sauce?
Peter, we're talking about barbecuing. People use barbecue sauce at barbecues. It was kind of easy to guess. Sorry.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It is delicious. Try cooking with barbecue sauce, and it will make any food great. It is sweet and spicy. There's many kinds of barbecue sauce. It's fantastic.
Thanks, Peter. I think that everyone understands how good barbecue sauce is. Well, everyone, right now, it's time for us to take a short break. We'll be back again right after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Today, we are barbecuing. Well, we're not actually barbecuing. We're talking about it. I wish we could have a barbecue right now. Why can't we, Katie?
Because we're teaching. We need to be indoors to teach, and you have a barbecue outdoors. And you have barbecues on the weekend, not right now.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, let's learn about barbecuing then in the last part of today's lesson.
Barbecuing is a popular hobby. People have barbecue contests. In the U.S., there are barbecue contests in all 50 states. The most famous ones are in Memphis, Tennessee, and Kansas City, Missouri. Teams from around the world join each contest. Everyone wants to win the prize money and have the best barbecue. This is Abby on LTE TV. We'll see you next time.
People like to barbecue during holidays. What are some holidays in America that are a popular time to grill?
One holiday is the 4th of July, and another one is Labor Day. I think my family always barbecues on those holidays. I can smell it now.
Oh, come back, Peter. We have to teach. Don't think about the food. But you're right. Those two holidays in America are when a lot of people barbecue.
So, on these holidays, people who barbecue for fun like to enter contests. There are some really big barbecue contests during these holidays.
Yes, there are many contests in America. Barbecuing is a very popular hobby. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about that sentence.
Hello, friends. If you want to tell someone that a particular hobby is popular, you can use this grammar tip. Noun is a popular hobby. For example, swimming is a popular hobby. Or you could also say reading is a popular hobby. So now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. You can use this when you want to talk about any activity with people. So, anything you do for fun. I know that Katie likes to read books for a hobby. Is reading a popular hobby?
Peter, of course it's a popular hobby. Lots of people read for fun. Let's get back to barbecues. Barbecuing is a popular hobby, and lots of people enter contests because they think their barbecue is the best.
These contests are really fun to go to. I think everyone makes really good food there. Hey, maybe we can have a contest.
Well, Peter, a contest is when people do the same thing, but the person who does it the best wins.
I know what a contest is, Katie. That's what I mean.
But I'm the best at everything. I'm going to win. You don't want to enter a contest against me.
Hey, okay, we'll see after this competition. I think I'm the best.
Everyone wants to win, but I know I'm better. So let's not skip the contest. We know who's best.
I think you're right, Katie.
I am? Oh, that was easy. I'm glad you agree that I'm the best.
No, you're right when you said that everyone wants to win. And that's today's calendar phrase.
Everyone wants to win.
Everyone wants to win. 每个人都想赢。
Are you ready for the big race?
Yeah, and I want to win.
Everybody wants to win.
The winner gets a big prize.
I know. Everyone wants to win.
Well, I really want to win.
Yeah, everyone wants to win.
Especially me.
Then you need to hurry. The race started 10 minutes ago.
Huh? Everyone wants to win.
Everyone wants to win. 每个人都想赢。
We're all out of time, so Peter and I can't see who's the best. Oh well, that means that right now it's time to review the keywords. Say them with us.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Barbecue. Barbecue. Dad is barbecuing fish for dinner.
Hamburger. Hamburger. Let's eat hamburgers for dinner.
Steak. Steak. This steak tastes really good.
Rub. Rub. Rub the salt on the meat.
Sauce. Sauce. Where is the sauce for the chicken?
Best. Best. Apple pie is the best.Dessert. All right, everyone, those were all the keywords that we had for today. Right now, we're going to take a look back at today's lesson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to LTE TV. I'm Abby, and here's today's news report. The weather is getting warmer. Many people like to barbecue in warm weather.Some people have a barbecue outside their house. They cook many things on it. Most people cook hamburgers or steaks, but other people cook pork, fish, and chicken. People cook vegetables too. Corn and potatoes are two popular choices. People barbecue different ways. Some people rub spices on the meat before they cook it.Then they cook it slowly and put sauce on it. The sauce can be hot or sweet or both. Some people have barbecue parties. These parties are often outside. Everyone enjoys the delicious food. The most popular times for barbecues are holidays. Barbecuing is a popular hobby. People have barbecue contests.In the U.S., there are barbecue contests in all 50 states. The most famous ones are in Memphis, Tennessee, and Kansas City, Missouri. Teams from around the world join each contest. Everyone wants to win the prize money and have the best barbecue. This is Abby on LTE TV. We'll see you next time.
What's that smell?
I'm cooking hamburgers and steak.
Oh, I love barbecue.
And pork, fish, and chicken, too.
Wow, what about vegetables?
I'm cooking corn and potatoes.
Hey, did you rub spices on the meat?
Yeah, and I'll cook it slowly and put sauce on it, too.
I can't wait. I love delicious food.
Everyone does.Barbecuing is a popular hobby.
Yeah. Okay, Ginger, I think the food is ready.
No, it needs to cook more.
Well, the meat looks ready.
It's almost ready, but not yet.
Ginger, it's ready.
No, almost, but...
Ginger, the food is burned.
Oh, Monkey Man, why didn't you say something?
Oh.
It's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to me. Living day by day in the same old way. It's time for you to know. Stepping out is the way to go.
You don't have to fight.
Yeah.
Don't have to watch inside.
Oh, lonely souls with doubt and fear. Needing a word of joy and cheer.
It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to me. We'll be there when we see you.
In the same old way, it's time for you to know. Stepping out is the way to go.
People passing by,
passing by.
Don't ask what you
say. Oh, lonely souls with doubt and fear. Needing a word of joy and cheer.
It's up to you.
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
You'll be there when we see you.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
It's up to me.
It's up to you.
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
Today was all about barbecues. Friends, I hope that you are thinking about having a barbecue soon and cook some of the food you heard about today.
That's right. You can cook some great food. Which spices are you going to use? What kind of meat do you want to use to cook?
I hope you can use some barbecue sauce. Hey, maybe we can barbecue for a hobby.
That's a great idea, Peter. Like we learned in this lesson, barbecuing is a great hobby. Well, we're out of time for today, but tomorrow there's a brand new lesson. There's always more to learn. So make sure that you join us then, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.